If I move outside the economic questions, and if I look at the uncertainty that exists in the neighborhood of the EU, and I'm not thinking only about Russia, I'm thinking also about West Balkans, I'm thinking about Turkey, of course. It's probably also important to move forward in the direction of a European security and defense policy, and especially also because, well, we have now a big question about what can we do with the Americans, right? Of course, it's a question of Donald Trump, which is somebody difficult in the relationship. But it has started probably a bit before. Even during the Obama period, it was absolutely clear that Europe became less a priority in security terms for the US administration than it was in the past. The last, very pro-Atlanticist president was George W. Bush, right? So, and we understand why, because if you take the security concern of Washington, D.C., well, Europe is not on the top of the list, you know. They have other things to deal with, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. So this has consequences for what we have to do in the development of a European security and defense policy. And I think because Great Britain is going outside the EU, and Great Britain has been, well, a main contributor, of course, in terms of resources to European security and defense policy, well, the German contribution becomes more and more important.